The fact that Drew and Randy faced each other the other day on a pay-per-view gave me diary chills. I miss you guys. I'm back with another character from Astrid's Diaries. The English version is already out, so be sure to get your copy hot out of the oven in Amazon, Ingram, or Blurb.com. We have seen Astrid's parents already in this family season. Today, we'll talk about her brother. Technically, she doesn't have a brother, but you'll be the judge of that by the end of this episode. We'll talk about Drew McLean. The fictional image of Drew McIntyre. Drew is actually the only child of the King and Queen of Scotland. His parents had to travel a lot due to international business accords and met Vince Brooks, Astrid's grandfather, on one of their trips to the States. The King and Vince became best friends, and when Drew was born, he gladly became his godfather. The King and Queen had big plans for Drew, but they were hardly home, so they took it to his godfather's house. But Vince, as the businessman he is, couldn't take care of a little baby, so he accepted and gave it to Stephanie, who was already 21 years old, and either way was helping raise Shane, who was only 6. When she got married and moved with Paul, she took Drew with her. Later came Astrid, and they had a perfect little family. When Drew was 10 years old and Astrid was only 5, his parents came to visit and found a happy, wild, loving kid with absolutely no royal qualities, except for his looks, because come on. They got mad at Stephanie and Paul and took the kid away, which made him really unhappy. His relationship with his birth parents is the worst. They were not as loving as the Calloways, and even though they wanted him to be a great prince, their approach was not the best. On Astrid's Origins Academy years, we see Drew coming back with his parents for Vince's fake funeral. And we read, he can't go play because he has a lot of royal homework from the royal school. Meaning his parents don't want him close to the Calloways. Instead, they prefer he buries himself on how to be a great king. On Astrid's Diaries Around the World in 3 years, we learn that after they took him back to Scotland, he escaped several times from the royal school and had to be royal homeschooled, as he says. When he turned 21, he escaped with his Latin girlfriend, who is a famous singer. Camila, his girlfriend, got immediately jealous when she met Astrid in Astrid's Diaries Around the World in 3 years. Astrid found her lost brother, and he was engaged to a singer even more famous than her. He later tells Astrid that the greatest thing about Camila was that she was so famous, people forgot he was the Prince of Scotland. Drew is mentioned a few times in the normal chronology of the books. He only appears for like half a page in the fourth book, Astrid's Diary, One in a Million. We see him in the extras though, Academy Years and Around the World in 3 years. But as I mentioned, we hear him when Randy explains Justin that Astrid has a sister and a brother, even though she's an only child. And we hear of him as well when Astrid tells her mom she understands her because she has a brother too. And Stephanie says that Drew was technically her brother because her dad was legally in charge of him. Drew loved his adoptive parents, brothers, I don't know. He loved the Calloways. They were a fun, loving family who loved to play rough, get dirty, and laugh. Things he didn't see ever on the whole year he lived as prince. Once his parents got back, he hated to see them go, but there was nothing he could do. On academy years, when he comes for the funeral, Paul and Astrid go to the airport to pick them up. When Astrid and Drew saw each other, they ran to each other's arms and hugged, to which Drew's mother pulled him away and said, "Andrew, we're at an airport. You can't have those public displays of affection. That's not what royals do." Poor thing. But Paul mocked her and played lovingly with Astrid. Drew wanted to join, but his father grabbed his shoulder and said no. So, there's another part of the family. It's Shane. Shane was the house baby until 1 year old Drew was brought to Stephanie. Shane competed for Stephanie's love with a baby that couldn't even talk. And Drew felt that. So they never got along. They hated each other, and that's mainly why Stephanie took Drew when she got married. Plus, the fact that Drew's hero, Paul, was constantly diminished by Shane fueled up his hatred towards him. It sounds like I got everything figured out, but actually, I got a lot of help into making my first podcast from the people at Buzzsprout. They have all the tools and great disposition to help you be a great podcaster. They're offering a $20 Amazon gift card for joining Buzzsprout Podcasts. So, following the link in the show notes, let Buzzsprout know we sent you. Gets you a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for a paid plan and help support our show. In the fourth book, Astrid's Diary, One in a Million, we see an older Drew McLean on a park when Randy and Astrid take the kids out for ice cream. Their kids meet and she sees Drew and recognize each other. And he tells her, "This time I know who you are," mentioning the time he saw her in Panama and had a crush on her until he realized it was her. Drew eventually has a son with his wife, and he names him Vince after his late godfather, and he's about Justin's age. They share an ice cream and a very uncomfortable line at the park, but he says goodbye to them and never sees them again. This is the last time we hear about Drew, as Justin tells him, "I heard a lot about you, but I thought you were not real, since you were not at my birth, or Rocky's, or Mommy's weddings. I hope I see you at her funeral then, since you only go to those things." We learn that time that Drew had been living with his family in Scotland as he decided to take the throne when his dad died, and was on the States on vacation. He was too embarrassed to tell Astrid he gave in to his royal life, but destiny reunited them that day in the park before it was too late for Astrid. McLean as he appears in the whole series. Remember, the more you read, the more you love, identify, and relate to each of the characters. Aww. I know, but for today, that's enough. Hear me out as I get into the enigmatic life of Sean, Astrid's godfather and Paul's best friend. Next week, same channel, same platform, or however this goes.